and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 24th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of Edith Wharton, born in New York City. Edith Newbold Jones, 1862, came from a distinguished New York family, grew up under the rigid customs of high society, and hated it, longed to be a writer. Her parents took her traveling in Europe, for which she was grateful. She spent most of her time there reading. She was about 20, visiting Europe, when she first met the writer Henry James. Her parents married her off to a man she didn't love. She was 23. She spent the next decade in New York, living the life of a society matron. Found New York almost intolerable, had a nervous breakdown. And after that, recuperating at a sanitarium, she began to write seriously. She wrote a book of short stories. A few years later, met Henry James again. The two became friends. She'd published some historical novels that weren't very successful, and Henry James told her to write about contemporary New York. The immediate, the real, the only, the yours, he said. She took his advice and wrote The House of Mirth. It was published in 1905, about a frustrated love affair between Lawrence Selden and a young woman named Lily Bart. Edith Wharton wrote, he had a confused sense that she must have cost a great deal to make, that a great many dull and ugly people must in some mysterious way have been sacrificed to produce her. She was like some rare flower grown for exhibition. Edith Wharton went on to write Ethan Frome, The Age of Innocence, novels about frustrated love that were bestsellers, even though they did not have happy endings. Her work was out of fashion for a time, and then in 1975, a new biographer, R.W.B. Lewis, discovered that she'd had a passionate affair during her marriage, and people began to take a new look at Edith Wharton. Edith Wharton, who said, life is always a tightrope or a feather bed. Give me the tightrope. And it's the birthday of the poet Keith Douglas, born in Tunbridge Wells, England, 1920. He was a student at Oxford when World War II began. He enlisted in the army in 1939. He was stationed in North Africa. He kept a journal over 2 years of the desert campaign in North Africa. It was later published as Alamein to Zemzem, considered one of the best memoirs of World War II. Keith Douglas, who died in battle June 6, 1944, in the invasion of Normandy. Here's a poem by him entitled How to Kill. Under the parabola of a ball, a child turning into a man, I looked into the air too long. The ball fell in my hand. It sang in the closed fist, open, open. Behold, a gift designed to kill. Now in my dial of glass appears the soldier who is going to die. He smiles and moves about in ways his mother knows, habits of his. The wires touch his face. I cry, now. Death, like a familiar, hears, and look, has made a man of dust, of a man of flesh. The sorcery I do. Being damned, I am amused to see the center of love diffused and the wave of love travel into vacancy. How easy it is to make a ghost. The weightless mosquito touches her tiny shadow on the stone, and with how like, how infinite a lightness man and shadow meet. They fuse. A shadow is a man when the mosquito, death, approaches. Keith Douglas's poem, How to Kill, from the Complete Poems of Keith Douglas, published by Faber and Faber, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.